Kabul could see only the sea and the rocks below from the big banqueting hall window. But he darted around the slit windows on the other walls, the noise of battle ringing in his ears as he peered out at the dark shapes scurrying below. Dashing to the slit window on the far side, he stared out at the back hillside in horror. The badger had emerged from somewhere high upon the hill and stood there like some giant out of the worst nightmare, framed against the night sky, battle sword stuck in the ground beside him, clad in war helm and breastplate. Kabul stood framed in the big window, screaming threats and challenging the enemy who had haunted his waking dreams so long. But Rawnblade was only concerned with the task of the moment. Setting his paws against the vast boulder, he sucked air into his lungs. Feeling his mighty chest swell against the metal breastplate, he pitted his weight and strength against the monolithic ball of rock. It budged slightly, then settled back. This time, the badger threw his back against it, digging his blunt claws and wide foot pads hard into the earth. He crouched and grunted with exertion as sweat trickled across his striped head, forcing his bulk into the boulder. This time, it moved out of its depression in the stony soil. Feeling the mass move, Rawnblade attacked it with primeval ferocity. Roaring and bellowing, he hurled all his weight into the side of the formidable stone, sinew and muscle bunched as flesh hit rock. The boulder began to trundle away like some dread juggernaut, slowly at first, then gathering speed on the sloping hillside. Lord Rawnblade seized his battle sword. Throwing back his head, he howled the war cry of Salamandastron to the night sky.
Eulalia!
The boulder crashed through the hill gorse, spinning and bouncing, a mighty stone ball of destruction, with the Badger Lord charging in its wake. With a thunderous rumble, it smashed through the wall, sending an explosion of shattered masonry high in the air. High the side of it, sections of wall fell like wheat before a scythe. Several rats guarding the back wall stood paralysed with fright as Rawnblade came bounding through the dust cloud and the shattered breach, followed by Joseph the Bellmaker and a chanting mass of Trag warriors.
Trag, 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 Red Wall!
The rats at the main gate stopped shooting arrows. They turned to see what was happening at the back wall. Riptongue dashed through them.
Come on! They've burst through the walls back there!
Reluctantly, the Sidat archers turned to face the latest peril, Hookfin and Grimtooth shoving and pushing them toward the foe.
Push them back or we're done for, mates!
There ain't that many of them! We've got them outnumbered, buckos! Charge!
Spurred on by desperation, the rats clashed with their attackers. Steel clashed against steel as both sides met like two waves crashing together. The bigger, more powerful sea rats in their barbaric finery did not intimidate the young Trag fighters, who threw themselves upon their hated oppressors with insane ferocity, hacking and cleaving as the melee swayed back and forth. But the rats were experienced skirmishers, each sea rat and his mate taking one Trag warrior between them, slashing and stabbing from back to front. Soon it became evident that Joseph's force would be routed without reinforcements. Rawnblade was fighting his own fight. The blood wrath had come upon him. His one aim was to get inside Blade Gate to find Kabul. Oblivious of Trag difficulties, he fought his way toward the fort, seeing nothing through the fiery red mist that engulfed his eyes, but the building which contained his sworn enemy. Sea rats flew before the blade of vermin fate like butterflies caught in a gale. Outside the main gates, they heard the noise as the back wall was broken by the boulder. Within moments, the sea rat arrows stopped raining over upon them. Marielle, Tarquin, Dandan and Durry lifted their heads and listened. The pounding of receding paws and the shouts that followed told them that the battle was being joined inside.